Primary election ballots were shipped out to many Salt Lake County residents Monday. Election officials say the switch to an exclusively vote-by-mail election should double voter turnout in Salt Lake City. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Every city in Salt Lake County, except for West Valley City and Taylorsville, have moved to vote-by-mail elections this year. That means no more neighborhood polling places and no lines.
So you truly can vote in your pajamas at 2 in the morning and then go drop it off at the ballot box at 4 in the morning.
Roseanne Mitchell is director of elections for Salt Lake County. 2 years ago, Cottonwood Heights and West Jordan both moved to vote by mail and saw dramatic increases in voter turnout. Mitchell says it's convenient for voters and for elections workers.
It makes it more manageable for us. We can better allocate our time and our resources instead of having multiple vote centers or polling places open on election day and not very many voters there.
Salt Lake City recorder Cindy Mansell says some people are reluctant to make the change, but she's happy to educate voters who call her with questions or concerns.
You know, we're always looking for opportunities to engage our voters and increase our voter participation. It just seemed like the right time.
Ballots include a postage-paid return envelope. They must be postmarked by Monday, August 10th, the day before the primary election. There are a handful of places left in Salt Lake County where residents can vote. Those locations can be found on the Salt Lake County website. Voters can also drop off ballots at the city recorder's office or the county government center. Whitney Evans, KUER News.